So once we're talking about the preferred way of doing it for Rosh Hashanah, so now we're going to talk about the preferred way of doing it during a Tinus. Tinus is a fast day. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, the Rambam learns 1 to 6:13, that if in a time of like calamity, not even like national calamity, even like regional calamity, if you've got a problem, I don't know, they're besieging you, or there's a famine, or there's a drought, or I don't know what, so that's the Rambam learns it's a separate mitzvah to cry out to Hashem and declare like a prayer day and a I'm not sure if the fasting is midoraisa or not, but they would fast, and they would also, the Rambam learns with it is the mitzvah, is a mitzvah in the Torah to blast trumpets. So that's what happens. So now, since they're blasting trumpets, back to this pasuk in Tehillim, the one of they're going to blow. They added the doraisa has trumpets, but the rabbanan adds the shofar also. So again, in the fast days, they're blowing trumpets and shofars together. This is even not in the Beis Hamikdash. So Betanias, when it comes to fast days, that. Again, so it's these ad hoc declared fast days. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, the Tent of Tavis or something. I'm talking about they're making a fast day because they haven't had rain and now we're in big trouble. That kind of fast day. Bishel Mekatz. Betanias Bishel Zacharim. Zacharim are rams. And they're kfufin. They're therefore, you know, they're curved. Rams horn is curved. That's what we want, a curved horn. Because the Gemara explains you want to be a kafuf, if you want to be like submissive, you know, bent over, so to speak. You're fast, so you're submissive before Hashem. Upiya mitzupa kesef, and the mouthpieces were coated in silver, not gold. Ushtei chatzotot be'emtza. And here now you have two chatzotot in the middle. Mishofar mekat. I guess there's not four in a row. Two in the middle with a chatzotot and one on each side of the shofar.
You say
Be'emtza,
so
that's how you'd imagine it, right? Yeah, I guess. So I guess. Right? Yeah, there you go, exactly. So you have two on each side, exactly. There you go. So you have, right, four guys now in a row, two in the middle with the trumpets, two on the outside with the shofar. Shofar Mekatze, the shofars, they start simultaneously, but the shofars end first, they're short. V'chatzotrotz ma'arichos, the trumpets keep on going. Shem mitzvah sayom, v'chatzotrotz, because the mitzvah day is blowing the trumpets, therefore the trumpets blow longer. Again, the halacha is going to come not like this Mishnah. We're going to end up saying that even though all shofars are kosher for the derban of Tainus also, but since we want to differentiate from Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to see the halacha in the next Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah we want kufos, bent ones, therefore we'll just make straight ones, straight shofros for when it comes to blowing on the Tainus.